Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Martin?
Yes.
Hello, Martin. How are you today?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
Yes, I was just trying to get this survey completed. It's a very short survey, and I promise I won't take that much of your time. To start with,
Okay.
how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 40 plus 1?
40 plus.
41 plus?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? It's a bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, cement mason, tile setter, marble mason, PCC or restoration, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, stud mason, mason. Thank you. All right, I appreciate it. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
I appreciate it. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for a non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the last, as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects or about the same number as they were this time last year?
The same.
The same, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform to work on the union project in your community?
No. There is not enough.
Okay. There is not enough. Okay, I appreciate it. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
I appreciate it. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it's funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
It was not funded through the government.
All right. So was it a state or local government, federal government, or privately?
Private.
Okay, thinking more general about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Will be more.
More than now, okay. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Okay, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, not real or you do not have any real safety concerns on the job?
Careless people.
I appreciate it. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated or on any union organizing activities in the past 12 months? No? Okay. How about political campaigning?
No.
Okay. What about picketing?
No.
Okay. I appreciate it. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Was it regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank the sources from 1 to 5, with the one being the source that you like the most to get your news from, 2 to 5 being the source that you are least likely to get the news from. So the options that I have is radio, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, cable news, local TV news programming, or the internet or social media. From which of these do you get your news from?
Cable news.
Cable? Okay. Which one should I select as the second source?
Local.
We have radio, local TV news, okay. We have now left the internet or social media, print or online newspaper.
The radio, internet, and then social media last.
Social media. That's okay. All right, and last one I got is friends and neighbors, okay? Thank you. Which cable network? The last one.
Okay,
I'll do that. All right, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, or is it another news channel?
Another news channel.
Another news channel. Thank you. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? I'm so sorry about that. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now for foreign policy, education, immigration, support for labor unions, the environment, healthcare, jobs, immigration, okay? As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important, that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say Democratic Party, Republican Party?
I don't have anything whatsoever good to say about the Democratic Party.
Okay, so would you go with the Republican Party?
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The UAW.
Okay. Okay, would that be the UAW much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has been doing with his job as president overall?
No, disapprove.
Okay, would you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about foreign affairs?
About what?
Foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about healthcare?
I really don't have any, I really don't know much about if he's done. I'd say disapprove, but not strongly.
Would that be somewhat disapproved?
Somewhat, yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. How about the economy? Would you disapprove or approve?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Because he talks like he's for unions, but he's the one that's just like the UAW right now. He comes out on the picket line and shakes their hands, but then behind the scenes, he's promoting all the electric cars, which is going to take away 40% of the jobs from the UAW.
I see, and I respect that. Thank you. Of course, your feedback is always important, and we can definitely make some notes about that. How about the support for labor unions? You said you disapprove it or approve it?
Approve it.
Okay, would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and immigration. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with this subject?
Oh, no, I misunderstood the last question. And let's go back to the last question.
Support for labor unions?
I disapprove of what he's. I said strongly approve, but I strongly disapprove.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Don't worry. I can change it. All right. What about immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Alrighty. Thank you. Before we continue, we're almost there. We're almost done. But I would like to thank you so much. For the time that you're investing with me. So I appreciate it. We're almost done. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Would you say strongly
disapprove? Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay.
Both Congresses.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think
certainly.
You will not vote?
Certainly
okay.
Will vote.
Okay. And if the election for the president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
It'd have to be Donald Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from a union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Again, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair? Okay. How could the union best improve its presentation and service?
How could they best improve?
Yes, how could the union
if
best
all,
improve?
If all the locals under the international agreement would just work together and their computers talk to each other would be a great improvement.
All right, I'm so sorry. You were cutting off a bit there. You were saying something about computers?
I said if their computers were interacted with each other, it would be a tremendous, all the locals under the international agreement, if they could talk to you, if the computers could interact with each other, it would be, right now I work for probably 25 different locals.
Okay.
I've got to go to 25 different locals to gather all my benefits back into my account. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, okay. Let me just go ahead and try to elaborate this information here. Alrighty. So it would be more like most, it would be better just for all the information to be, you know, gathered all together?
Yes. Where I could go as a member to one place and get a printout of all of my, where I've worked in all the different locals, and it all go back into my local account for my benefits. Right now, we work in a different local. Our benefits are paid into that local. Then to get them back to my local for my retirement, I've got to go to each one and get it back every year.
Oh, you have to go to a different places instead of just go to one.
Instead of one, I'm going to 15, 18, 20 of them.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Because with Refactory, we work all over the United States. We don't work in one place.
Okay. I just notated that information for you. Very good. Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next?
Getting apprenticed on board and paying them more than just 50% scale starting out. It's the only way you're going to get them.
You said paying more than 50% that you're getting now?
Yeah, right now an apprentice starts at 50%. An example in Local 4 that I'm out of, an apprentice is going to start about $16 an hour. They can go to Burger King and start at 15 and make their own hours up when they want to work and when they don't.
Okay.
And a young kid's not looking at a future. He's looking at today's money and how hard he's got to work.
Okay. Printers just start at $16 an hour. Is that all right?
And they can start at Burger King at 15.
And in okay. Just making some notes. We want to, you know, document all of this because we do care about your feedback and how you feel. So definitely. Alrighty. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it mail, job site, email, text, or union meetings?
Mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more important to DAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Never.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Would that be independent?
Independent, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
The Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Martin.
Martin, these were all the questions that I had for you today. You were just so helpful, and I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You have a good evening, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.